Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Mike Boshi. On to Minnesota Duluth. Guys have been in some scraps with the Bulldogs over the years, coach. Obviously, proximity plays a big factor in that, but what is it about this rivalry that makes it so special in your mind?
Well, yeah, we've been together a long time in conferences, and the history is certainly there. The proximity is something that I think adds to the fuel. Recruiting battles go into that fuel a little bit. There's somebody that you want to play well against every year. And, certainly this year is not going to be any exception.
Who on their roster concerns you the most?
Well, Blair, he's what would it be, a redshirt sophomore. He's been around for 3 years now, 6'4", 6'5", lefty guard that can shoot it from anywhere, very intelligent. Wisconsin high school state champion, maybe even a two-time state championship at Stevens Point. But he's the focal point. He leads them in scoring. He's a stud, all conference player. But they got Middleton back from last year too. He's an unbelievable shooter, shooting 60% from three. You know, that's tough to do at any league. But he's an unbelievable shooter as well. And they got a good nucleus, a young nucleus around those guys that's really talented. They're just a little bit younger.
Defensively, when you're guarding a left-handed point guard, how difficult is that to have that other foot forward and kind of just flip your normal defensive stance and alignment?
it can be. I know in one of our schemes that we use, it can be a little bit different. You got to obviously pay attention to what your closeouts are looking like. But we have other schemes that we don't pay attention to it. We try to eliminate some of the team movements that they use and not worry so much about the individual player. You definitely have to be ready for all the players, that no matter what. But obviously, the best player is going to be a concern of ours.
Have you noticed a change in efficiency, in attitude, in excitement, in tempo, in anything in practice this week after a couple of wins last weekend?
I felt like last week was pretty good leading into that one, but I felt like the week before was pretty good too. So I'm not seeing anything too different, too drastically different. Maybe a few more smiles on our faces after a weekend. You can pat ourselves in the back a little bit more. But, we're just trying to stay focused on the task at hand. And, we celebrated the St. Cloud and felt good about it. But I'm moved on. I think my message to our team is we're moved on. We've got to be great on Saturday night and continue to grow and try to be a consistent basketball team.
Obviously, there is so much uncertainty with what's going to happen yet these last couple of weeks of the regular season, but you know that you got to take care of your own business first and foremost. Has that been a message due to the team of quit worrying about scoreboard watching, just focus on the scoreboard here in Duluth tonight and tomorrow night?
Yeah, definitely. It's a must. You can't lose focus on what's the important thing, and that's, taking the next step forward and trying to become a better basketball player, trying to become a better teammate, trying to become a better team. And that's all we're trying to do right now.
I'm sure as a coaching staff, have tried to figure out all the possibilities yet for these last couple of weeks. Anything is still possible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're just hoping we can play the games. We're hoping that no positive tests pop between us and Duluth or what have you. And so we'll be thankful if we can get on the court on Friday night.
Best of luck, Coach.
All right, sounds good, Chelsea. Thank you.
Mike Boshi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.